Oh, crab apples.
Okay, what do you call a little red apple that grows, maybe not here, but higher?
The red berries?
Yes. Straw, we have them.
Strawberry. Strawberries.
Okay, or red.
Raspberries.
You got one? Don't have them.
Mm-mm.
Okay, enough about food. Let me get on the topic. If a married man doesn't, married woman couldn't make up her mind about food, you say, well, I don't have to ask.
My husband.
Or what is his name? Other name?
His name. Whatever his given name is.
What about what he would say to her? I have to ask.
My wife.
A woman who's lost her husband would be a
widow.
What about she, her husband just left her?
She's divorced. Well, depends on if they got divorced or not.
You know, a grandchildren?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Do you have names to give
your
grandmother and grandfather?
Yeah. One of my grandmothers was Momo, and the other one I never knew, but her name was Nanny. And then one of my granddaddies was Kaw Kaw, and the other one was Granddaddy Fred.
That's
dark,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Do you have a name that you know about?
Yeah. Ginny Boo, or just Boo. B-O-O. I have friends that call me that, and some of the family does. And then I have cousins that call me Cakes. I stayed with them when I was little, about 6 months old. I stayed with them for 6 weeks, and they started calling me Cakes. And they still do. Mm-hmm.
Something you put baby have wheels on it?
Baby stroller.
And you go out?
Strolling.
Go with baby?
Mm-hmm.
Your parents had what? Two? How many sons?
What now?
Your parents had how many?
They had $5 and two sons.
Now, if a woman is about to have a baby,
pregnant.
Okay, any other names here?
They're more, but we always say pregnant. Okay, can't think of what's other one more.
What about if she didn't have a husband?
And she's pregnant.
Yes, yeah, she in a joking way of talking to her. Say she got herself
in trouble.
If you don't have a doctor,
mm-hmm.
Who would deliver the baby?
I call her a midwife, but I've never heard any deliver around here. Or the husband would. Everybody around here goes to the doctor. They know of.
My boy has a thing called hair and eyes and mom.
He takes after his father.
Okay, what if he started picking up a lot of bad habits, like drinking like his father did? They say that boy.
It's going to be just like his daddy.
Okay.
Well, you could say that either way, though, if he was good or if he was bad.
Okay, you might say, well, this lady had a hard life. Her husband died. And she took up six children.
Brought them up right.
Brought
them up bad, whatever.
To a naughty child, your parents would say, you've been naughty, you're going to get it.
Thank you.
The first thing that folks say to you, and have a friend of all time, is, my, how you've
grown. Or how you've changed.
Came up so fast we could almost see you.
Growing? What is that say?
Your brother's son would be your
nephew.
What about a child that's lost both of his parents?
Orphan child.
And an orphan child would be looked after by?
Guardians.
Okay, now your mother was in her party. She seemed like her aunt or all the people that were
kin to her.
Kin to her,
mm-hmm.
But she's inviting all her
kinfolk.
And
relatives.
You might say somebody has the same name as you. Yeah, she's got the same name. And she looks so like you, but we're actually no
kin.